Okay, here is read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The state legislature's budget committee is holding a rare closed-door meeting today in an effort to figure out how to deal with the lame duck laws passed by Republicans that restrict how Attorney General Josh Call can settle lawsuits. This meeting is the second closed meeting in just over a week. The lame duck laws have made it difficult for the Attorney General to resolve lawsuits because now the Budget Committee must approve the settlements. This stalemate is leaving millions of dollars in limbo for Wisconsin taxpayers. And the Brewers beat the Astros last night 4-2. They are off today, then start a big four-game series with the Cubs tomorrow night at Miller Park. Outside tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the low 50s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. In addition to causing chaos and confusion in litigation the state is involved in, the Republican lame duck laws to restrict the powers of Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call have cost taxpayers more than $1 million already, and that figure is expected to climb much higher. Republicans hired a fourth law firm at taxpayers' expense yesterday to assist them in several lawsuits. And Wisconsin State Senator Lena Taylor announced yesterday that she is running for mayor of Milwaukee. The primary election for mayor is in February of next year, and the general election is in April. Outside tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 72 in Milwaukee, 76 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin lawmakers introduced a package of new bills to help farmers yesterday at a time when Wisconsin leads the nation in farm bankruptcies. Three new bipartisan bills would help farmers pay off their student loans, transfer their farms to the next generation, and create incentives to start small farms if passed. And this Friday night is the kickoff for Fighting Bob Fest at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Featured speakers this year include Greg Pallast, John Nichols, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, State Rep Chris Taylor, Ruth Conniff, and Bill Leaders. Fighting Bob Fest honors the legacy of Bob La Follette, who was a U.S. Senator and Governor of the state of Wisconsin in the early 1900s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. PolitiFact Wisconsin checked a claim by Republican lawmakers that Governor Tony Evers canceled the sales tax holiday for this year that Wisconsinites enjoyed during last year's back-to-school sales period. PolitiFact said Republicans in control of the legislature specifically passed the tax holiday for 1 year only. To have a tax holiday this year, lawmakers would have had to pass new legislation. PolitiFact said you can't cancel something that was expressly created as a one-time occurrence and rated the claim by Republicans as false. Outside tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 72 in Milwaukee, 76 in Madison. Friday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.